Hello, I'm Cindy Talley. I've been introducing you to the Juilliard artist coming to Kansas next week, performing an innovative project called American Fusion Into the Sun. Meet Jake Allen Nelson. He grew up outside Dallas, Texas. He found his way to the performer he is through community theater, working on the technical side in sound, scene design, and carpentry. He started classical music lessons when he was 18, went to Juilliard at 23. Now the baritone actor is 25, and he moves to the next thing by simply saying yes. Jake believes actors must stay grounded. He keeps his feet on the ground fly fishing and having a mama who always tells him when he's getting a bit too big for his britches. He's excited to come to Kansas. He's the baritone thread that weaves the elements of the show together.
Let's talk about the project a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
What is it about this project that interests you?
There's a couple things, man. First of all, these people that we've fallen in with, all of us, I couldn't have handpicked a better group. I'm so excited to share all this this stuff with. And it's been one of the craziest parts about our project, I think, is there's not like one stern director. It's a very lateral vision. It's a complete collaboration, which sometimes can be scary because you start bouncing around ideas and you get lost in that. But at the same time, I think we've captured a grander vision because it's not just one person's vision, it's all of us. And I really love that about our project and the words. Oh my gosh, the words that Frank O'Hara has written down are just so captivating.
Can you put your finger on the magic of the group? I'm trying to figure out how you could get nine people with eight people with big personalities and big dreams and visions. And how do you get them all in a room? And how do you come to consensus? Explain that magic to me.
I mostly think it comes from the immense amount of respect we have for each other. And it was immediate. When we first met, we all looked at each other and were like, hey, this is our group, and all of us are really damn good. Like, not to be braggart or anything, but like, I feel that we respect each other's art so much because we've all worked our butts off to get here. And to do this, there's so much respect. So anytime anyone says anything, everybody listens. And they listen intently, and they listen with the... It's not just like, I guess that's it. It's just an intense listening, an intense processing of everything everyone says. It comes from respect, is what. At least that's my take of it. Mm-hmm. I think we are quite lucky with the group we have. I keep saying that, but I've never been in a group that had to start the bar high and stay there. Through the very short amount of rehearsal process we've had and that we're going to have in Kansas. But it's just respect, I think.
You said that stories are what bring people together, and you put it in capital letters.
Yes, yes.
Why did you do that?
Because, I mean, for centuries. I mean, that's what brings people together. I mean, stories are everything. I mean, you sit around a campfire and you listen to your grandpa tell a story, or you go to the theater, or you go see a movie, or you go, the Greeks did it thousands of years ago, and we're still doing it today here on Broadway and everywhere else. I mean, as long as you have a place for a performance and a story to be told, people will listen. And I think that's one of the great connectivities of the human experience, really, is that we will sit down and listen to a story because everyone, we learn from stories, we grow from stories. We try to form our own stories so that we can be remembered. Try to pass that on to somebody. And the gift you can give to someone else is my favorite gift to get is always a story. And you can tell me a story, I'll be entertained. You know, like I'm the best audience member.
That was Jake Allen Nelson. Into the Sun is one night only, Tuesday, September 2nd at Garden City High School in Garden City. You can meet the other artists and get a glimpse into their lives on our website, hppr.org. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.